on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 23rd of June, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Altsen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll meet Paige Lauder, acting apprentice with Pacific Theatre, who is appearing in Stone Throw Productions' upcoming version of Danny and the Deep Blue Sea. And we'll let you know what's happening in local theatre and performing arts this weekend, plus the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theatre, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And Paige Lauder is here, and she's sitting right across from me. Hi, Paige.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I introduced you as an acting apprentice with Pacific Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That's right.
So what does that mean?
So the apprenticeship is a mix of artistic and administrative work. And depending on who they get to apply every year, sometimes you get acting apprentices or directing apprentices or playwriting apprentices. Acting is my focus, but I'm also doing production stuff, so hanging lights, all of that good stuff. And then we run the box office in the front of house for all the shows for the year.
Right. And it's Pacific Theatre and it's Stone Throw Productions too, which is affiliated,
right? Yeah. So Stone Throw Productions is the non-professional counterpart, and
right,
it's the name for, to avoid confusion, it's the name for all of the apprentice shows throughout
right
the year. Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, this is the season for all the apprentice shows, right? There's one going on right now, which I don't have up in front of me right now.
Yeah, Between the Sheets,
that's
by Jordy Mand.
Yeah,
that's Danielle Clout's apprentice show is running this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had shows throughout the year, and all three of us, there's three of us acting apprentices, we're doing kind of 3 weeks in a row, like a little mini festival almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you also doing some directing as well?
I'm not doing directing because it terrifies me.
Well, that's why you should do it.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about the show you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's Danny and the Deep Blue Sea, which is by John Patrick Shanley,
yeah,
who seems to be kind of a favorite at Pacific this
he
year.
He is, yes. He also wrote Outside Mullingar, which was the final main stage show of the Pacific Theater
season. And Outside
season.
Mullingar was one of his most recent pieces, but the one you're in is one of his first.
Yeah, I think it's his second play, maybe his first full-length play, and it came out in 83,
I
believe.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll say it is anyway.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll get comments.
Yeah.
your comments are welcome. So tell us a little bit about the story of the play. What's going on? It's a two-hander. It's just you and one
of
the actors.
Yeah, so it's two actors. It's these two really kind of scary people, like the people that you would kind of not want to make eye contact with if you pass them on the street. And they meet in a bar, and they don't know each other. And Danny has clearly just been in a fight. His knuckles are all bloody, and he's got blood on his shirt. And Roberta's just sitting there, like, seething, kind of, waiting for something to happen. And then they collide.
Is this their first meeting? Or
this is their first meeting, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so Roberta's already been through some stuff.
Yeah, she has.
What's she been through?
Well, I don't want to say everything because there's revelations that happen throughout the course of the show.
So the question is, when the show starts, is who is she and what's her deal?
Yes, yeah, because she is not scared of this guy who comes in and like... looks like he could have just killed someone. Yeah.
It's the play itself is described as an Apache dance.
Yes.
And for those who don't know, this is like an art form that was very popular in, I think it was in Paris in the 20s.
Yeah.
You may have seen, it's usually images of a man and a woman doing like a dance that's a fight at the same time. Mm-hmm. Often there's knives drawn and lots of slapping and just lots of brutality going on as an art form.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has been translated as a play.
Yes. Yeah. That's Shanley's subtitle is an Apache dance.
Yeah.
So it's a really violent dance. It's grueling. There's moments where you feel like, oh, that went way too far. Like sometimes the male dancer will like grab the female dancer by her hair and spin her. And it's just like, oh, cringy, but like you can't look away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That must have been a lot of fun just to work on and to, mm-hmm. to do the choreography and to make it all come alive.
Yeah. So, there's no actual dancing in the show, but that's definitely informed the blocking and the push and the pull and the, that's definitely informed the physicality of what's going on.
Well, you know, I mean, stage fighting is a dance form all on its own anyway.
Absolutely, Safe stage combat is exactly like learning choreography. You learn the moves, you put your hand here, you make eye contact, and then you execute the thing that looks dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's usually the person who is going to be hit that is in control to make sure it's all safe.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about you. Where did you come from and how did you arrive as a Pacific Theater Apprentice?
Yes. So I grew up in Hamilton, Ontario, the ambitious city or the armpit of Ontario, depending on who you're asking. And I did my undergrad there. And then I recently, last year, I was in Ireland, in Galway, doing an MA in drama and theater. Uh-huh. And then while I was there, Steph Elgersma, who's an actor in Vancouver, kind of posted on my undergrad alumni thing, because we went to the same school for our undergrads. She posted about this apprenticeship, and it was like this mix of kind of learning all of the different aspects of theater. And I was like, that's for me. Mm-hmm. I have to do that. Like, that's really, really exciting. So, I applied and here I am.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exciting. I hope that the play's a great success.
Thank
and it looks
you.
Like you're off to a good start with a career, too.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. So you are going to be on next week, June 28th to the 1st of July at Pacific Theater, which is
correct.
At 12th and Hemlock.
Yep.
And tickets are available at Pacific Theater's website,
pacifictheater.org. Yeah. Yeah. And if people are interested in coming on the 1st, which is Canada Day and is tricky, we have a promo code CANADA.
Okay.
Those are $10 tickets. So you can come see the show and then go watch fireworks.
Sounds good.
Yes.
All right. Paige, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having
me. All right, we'll see you very soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Where is it?
There we go.
Bang, bang, shot it in the bullseye. Bang, bang. Bang, bang, shot it in the bullseye. Call me Wallace. Bang, bang, shot it in the bullseye. Bang, bang.
in the kitchen with your Aunt Lucy. Bang, bang. Bangity bang.
That's Sarah Jane Scooten off a new CD called When the Bloom Falls from the Rose. Boom. Just a big thumping drum thing at the end there. So I found the press release for the other Stone's Throw productions. This weekend, Stone's Throw is doing a show called Between the Sheets. And I found the thing, but it's really spread out here. What's the story here? It's about Teresa Stewart, a third grade teacher cleaning up her classroom after a long evening of parent-teacher interviews. And one of the parents comes in and starts going on about her son and accusing Teresa of leaving her out of class communication, attacking Teresa's teaching credentials. Another heavy-duty two-hander. Looks pretty cool. So that's going on at Pacific Theater this weekend. It includes performances by Daniel Clout as Teresa and Carrie Norris as the mom. And so that's going on this weekend at Pacific Theater. As I said, Danny the Deep Blue Sea is next weekend. And then the following week after that, we've got another show that we're going to be talking about here in a week or two. And that is Problem Child by George F. Walker. And so we'll keep you in touch with what's going on with all these great Stone's Throw shows. Let's hear some more music. Always love the new black.
You're good for nothing, boy. You'll only bring me down. And I can't help myself. Guess I like you around. Put a little trust in a hated man. Drop dead gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck and the ship's gone. Got his fingers in my shipwreck.
That's the new black. Tonight or today or this afternoon or whatever is the beginning of the summer exhibition at the Morrison Helen Belkin Art Gallery at Main Mall right here at UBC campus. The show is called Sites of Assembly, and it features photographic work from the Belkin's permanent collection and some other private collections. It focuses on the practice of photography as simultaneously art and document. The exhibition is ordered around several themes, propositions for the use of public space, whether through buildings, artwork, or social activities, the surveillance of the public and performances for the camera, and the way that photographic records create potential histories for Vancouver. So we've got public art, we got hidden cameras, and we've got photographic history. So all kinds of really interesting themes going on there. There's going to be three events next Thursday to kind of do the official opening. There's a reception at 6 o'clock, followed by an exhibit tour, and then an outdoor art tour that takes you out to James Hart's Reconciliation Pole on campus here. So that all gets underway next Thursday, the 29th of June, from 6 until 9 p.m. If you want to know more information, you can go to the Belkin Art Gallery, and their website is belkin.ubc.ca. And what are we going to hear? What are we going to hear? Oh, let's listen to this guy. This is Kerry Pratt, who calls himself Prairie Cat. Tonight is closing night. No, tonight is not the closing night. Sunday is the closing. This is the closing weekend. Oh, Dave, get it together. All right, start again. This is the closing weekend for United Players production of The Game of Love and Chance by Pierre de Marvaux. And that's directed by Brian Parkinson, featuring friend of the show Matt Loop in a major role. It's a crazy story. It's originally from the, I guess, the 1700s, 18th century. It's been updated to the 1920s. So lots of flapper clothes and scratchy jazz and that kind of stuff. The story is, well, who cares about the story? It's just a lot of fun. It's about a young couple who have been betrothed but who have never met. An arranged marriage, and this is their first meeting, and they're both kind of nervous about meeting each other. So at the last second, each one decides that they're going to pretend to be someone else, specifically each other's servant. So, it's one of those Shakespeare things where the servant becomes the master, and the master becomes the servant, that kind of thing. So lots of fun with that. It's happening, three shows left. So one tonight, one Saturday night, and one on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's The Game of Love and Chance. You can go to United Players' website to find out more about that. And then once that's over, they make room for Ensemble Theatre Company that I guess we'll be talking about next week.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
All right, it's top of the charts time. The CITR playlist just came out, and number one is one of Andy's favorite bands. This is Jerk Jails. Tonight is opening night for Rumors by Paul Simon, produced Paul Simon? No, not Paul Simon. Oh my God, I'm on drugs. No, Neil Simon. It was written by Neil Simon. Western Gold Theater produces production thing with me. I'm in it. It's at the Powell Theater at in Cole Harbor in sunny the sunny West End out there by... I'm falling asleep now. By Stanley Park. I'm having one of those days, gang. I'm a little overstretched, and we're doing this play, and it's a lot of fun. It's Western Gold Theater, so it's some familiar faces, some people that your parents might be familiar with, but some just like, you know, hundreds of years of Vancouver theater experience on stage right in front of you. It's a real honor and a treat and an experience for me to be considered part of that too. It's like a dream come true. I'm just having a ball. It's a very silly play. It's a farce. It's about a bunch of people that come together for a dinner party, and there's gunshots and blood and missing people and mistaken identities, and then the cop comes in and fixes everything at the end. So lots and lots of fun. Bob Fraser's in it, Annabelle Kershaw, Jerry Wasserman, Colleen Winton, she's gonna kill me for forgetting her name. It'll come to me in a week or two. Anyway, lots of great people in this play. Melissa Wee, that's who I was thinking of. Melissa Wee, the great Melissa Wee, is in this, and Keith Martin Gordy, and just all kinds of great people. And Camille Mitchell, that's who I was trying to think of. Camille Mitchell, isn't it, too? Oh, she's going to kill me. Okay, so that's on going on at the PAL Studio Theater. 5 shows only. There's one tonight. There's 2 tomorrow and 2 on Sunday, matinees at 2 o'clock. Evening shows start at 7:30. You don't want to miss that. Who are we going to hear? Let's hear Deborah. Deborah's good.
Does that to the one that they love? Seems my love wasn't good enough. Not good enough. I wandered round the city through the night. I wish that I smoked. I wished I had a light. 'Cause you were the one, the lantern that lit up my life. And now I've gone blind. I'm blind. I guess that I'm numb. I think I'm in shock. Don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone again. Alone again. I cried on the night bus, then slept. And when I awoke, I knew I was a mess. When the driver said, sweetheart, you should go home, get some rest. Tomorrow I'll be better, I'll bet. Go on, pet. I guess that I'm numb, I think I'm in shock. Don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone again. I'm alone again. There's just never enough, and one day I'll find that someone who'll love me true. It just wasn't you. It wasn't you. I guess that I'm numb, I think I'm in shock. Don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone. Alone again.
One of our very best friends in the film world, Joel Ashton McCarthy, is very excited to announce that his latest film, Shooting the Musical, it's getting its official release screening next week, Thursday, June 29th at the Rio. For those of you that don't know, Joel is a very accomplished filmmaker, producer. He runs This Is a Spoon Studio in New Westminster with his friends and partners. They probably broke out with their film, Taking My Parents to Burning Man. And, this is sort of the latest event from their thing. They've done the festival circuit. If you check their Facebook page, you'll see all kinds of oak leaf clusters that show how much they have accomplished at the Canadian Film Festival, at Whistler, at Newport Beach. Lots of different festivals have picked up this film, and lots of people have loved it. I got a chance to see it on a sneak preview in conjunction with Taking My Parents to Burning Man, and I got to tell you, it's hilarious. It's a lot of fun. And it's great to see a bunch of people you're going to hear from for a long time getting their start. So please go out and support local filmmakers. Go out and support Joel. Go out and support the Rio Theater's promotion of local filmmakers. Go to the Rio June 29th and check out Shooting the Musical release screening. You won't regret it.
Sunday, June 25th, for a warm embrace by Brooklyn's Cuddle Magic, on tour in support of their latest album, Ashes, Axes.
I like a slow ride.
They're joined by Mono from Halifax and local support Booker T on Acid. Doors are at 8, bands are on at 9, but the fun never stops. This event is put on by CITR and Disorder. It's 19 plus only.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
the Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, it's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Just a sec here. I'm just going to click on that. Okay. Wanted. Male and female singers. Canada's biggest classical crossover quartet is in search of new singers. This group has performed over 130 shows throughout the U.S. and Canada over the past 6 years, including at the Olympics, and has released recordings internationally. The auditions are happening on Sunday at the VSO School of Music, 843 Seymour Street. If you want to know more, you can email them at vancouverauditions2017@gmail.com. We've got Opera Mariposa and Heroic Opera doing a Verdi show called Un Ballo di Maschera, the Masked Ball. That is happening in November. The auditions are on Sunday at the Vancouver Academy of Music, which is 1270 Chestnut Street, which is on the way down on the way to Vanier Park. That's what I'm trying to say. It's just outside, across the street from the planetarium, the observatory, you know, the big telescope thing. Langley Players doing The Memory of Water by Sheila Stevenson. That is going to be up in November, and the auditions are happening this weekend, June 25th and 26th at the Langley Playhouse on 200 Street in Surrey. Theatre in the Country in Langley, Maple Ridge, sorry, and Theatre in the Grove in Langley are doing Arsenic and Old Lace. That production is happening in September and October, and the auditions are on Sunday. Theatreinthecountry.com has all the information on that. We've got a couple auditions for Metro Theatre. One is this weekend, technically Monday and Tuesday. That play is called Hilda's Yard by Norm Foster. That's going to be running in September. And as I said, the auditions for that are on Monday and Tuesday. And then we've got another Metro audition coming up in July. That's for Calendar Girls. And that Calendar Girls will run in November. And the auditions for that are a month away, July 24th and 25th. They want to make sure they get lots of interested people out for that one. BC Living Arts and Renaissance Opera are doing a Handel opera called Axis and Galatia. I hope I said it right. I didn't look it up. The auditions are on June 28th, and this is a very interesting show. I want to find out more about this one because the project is a reconceptualized performance of George Frederick Handel's classic 18th century opera, Axis and Galatia. It has been discovered that Handel was likely gay. And with that information, this project was created to generate a social dialogue about the oppression of the LGBTQ community in classical music, and particularly in the 17th and 18th century. Go to bclivingarts.ca to find out more about this really interesting production. The auditions are on the 28th of June, and it's going to be happening in September at the Orpheum Annex. Sugar Works Theater preparing for their fringe production of Acceleration. And that is going to be up, as I said, it's the Fringe show. So that's the 7th to the 17th of September. The auditions are on June the 28th at the Carousel Studio on Granville Island. They're casting for looking for three actors, one to play Elsie, a character in her 30s who's a grad student struggling to come to terms with her sister's disappearance. We've got Claudia, who is an undergrad who is being mentored by Elsie. And then we've got Anthony, who is Elsie's next-door neighbor. The submission deadline for this one is today, and they are strongly encouraging submissions from performers who identify as members of underrepresented communities. Go to sugarworkstheaterwithanre.com to find out more information on that one. We've got Slime by Byron E. Laverly, produced by the Only Animal Productions. This is a new play that takes place just slightly in the future, set at a climate change conference, where student interns act as translators for marine animals who are participating in the conference. So there's about seven different roles for actors in their early 20s or people who can believably play those ages. So I'm not even going to bother with that one. They are inviting applications from trans or gender non-binary actors for all roles. So encourage everyone, as we say at the top, we encourage everyone to read for everything. So definitely go out for this one. It looks like a really interesting project. It's going to be produced as a workshop in August, and then there's plans for further development of that show later on in the year. The auditions for it are happening on the 30th, so it's 1 week from today at Carousel Theater. And if you want to find out more, theonlyanimal.com is their website. Great friends of this show, Fighting Chance Productions, always got something going on. Right now they're auditioning for A Chorus Line, the great Broadway hit from the 70s. They're specifically looking to cast three roles. One is a crucial role. It's the character of Cassie, who is the older dancer who used to have a thing going with Zach, the director, she's a crucial member of the cast, somebody that a real choice role for someone that's got some strong singing and dancing chops. They're also looking for someone to play Dawn, the ladies' man, and Zach's assistant, Larry, who could be male or female character for this one. So if you want to know more, you can go to fightingchanceproductions.ca. The auditions for that are happening next week, June 30th, at The Stage in New Westminster. Got some history shows coming up. Canadiana Musical Theatre Company doing The Birth of the CPR, which is a musical that's happening in September. It's going to be taking a tour of the prairies, going to Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba in September and October. The auditions for that are in July 3rd and 4th in Delta. They're specifically looking for a couple of actor-singer types, one who's good on the guitar and the other who can play mandolin or fiddle. And got to be good with the old harmonies. Got to do a little bit of the old singing there for you. Canadianmusical.com is the website. The email address is alan@canadianmusical.com. And then we've got a local history piece called Meet Me at the Sylvia. And this is produced by Kohalev Performance Society. This is a production that actually combines two one-act plays about the West End icon, the fabulous Sylvia Hotel. The hotel's walls, like the pages of a journal, reveal tales in which Vancouver's history comes to life. The show is going to be on at the Waterfront in November. The auditions are in early July, the 3rd and 4th, so that's next weekend, up at 31st and McDonald area. A little note here from Cole Halev. They are inviting submissions from performers from all ethnic, religious, and cultural backgrounds. So you get an audition by sending in your resume and headshot to Sylvia Hotel Musical, all one word, @gmail.com. White Rock Players getting ready for their Christmas panto. This year they're doing Hunchback of Notre Dame. Not my first choice for a panto, but, White Rock is a crazy place, and their panto really reflects what a crazy place White Rock is. So this is something you want to be involved in. If you have any interest in theater of any form and you don't know where to start, go to White Rock and do the panto. You'll learn a lot. You'll meet a lot of really great people. You'll have a lot of fun, and you never know what you'll be asked to do. There's 10 leading roles, lots of supporting characters, plus some speaking chorus roles and general chorus people needed. You singing and dancing is an asset, but if you don't think you can sing or dance, don't worry about it. Just show up. They'll find something for you to do. So they also need stage crew, carpenters, singers, costumers, set deck, dancing, props, jugglers, sewers, mimes, you get the idea. So once again, the auditions are on July 9th at the Centennial Arena in White Rock. And go to whiterockplayersclub.com for more information about that. There we go. If you want details on these or other audition notices, you go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, share it with us on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. I'm going to get out of here a little bit early. I got a bus to catch, but we're going to play one more tune here by Sue Turner before we say goodbye.
With a stone fire and painted rugs and a cat to comfort me. It looks to the sea, to the inland sea, that fingers the soft white shell, to the gray shape of a far shore and the toll of a sea rock bell. Faith in a strong dog who travels the woods with me, with a proud head and a soft mouth who leans against my knee. The meadow in summer blooms violet blue and crowds to my wedding stoop. Swallows swoop low to their nest in the eaves, and brown hens scratch by their coop. When the storms turn the flat sea wild and white and batter the small house walls, I lie soft in a deep bed and watch as the slant rain falls. As I close my drawbridge door, as I close my drawbridge door, as I close my drawbridge door.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Fresh Slice is up next, followed by Radio Zero at 2. At 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar, the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. I got a bus to catch. Bye-bye.
I laid my head in your lap, and we flew, and we flew, and we got to their mother's house, we took the kids round. Painted pink and white, and robin's egg blue, and the kids spent a few nights with their dads, and one night they shared their mother's room. We slept a lot of the day on Friday, we slept a lot of the day on Saturday. We slept a lot of the day on Sunday, too. Cause after all, it's been a busy year for me, and with the kids, you're always busy, too. We spent some time looking out the small window of the room, into the backyard at the lovely winter view. The dead trees coated with soft white snow, in the neighbor's yard with a permanently parked turquoise blue fishing boat. One day we gathered in the living room to play Scrabble. I asked your daughter, was it that she wants to be when she gets older? She said there are so many things, so many, many things. Right now she loves anything to do with astronomy. I said, when I was your age, I knew exactly what I wanted to be. She said, well, what is that? And I said, a songbird flying from tree to tree to tree to tree to tree. She said, is that what you are? And I said, yeah, I write songs and I fly around the world and sing. And she said, well, when you fly home, could you please write and sing a song for me? My father sat at the piano and taught the littlest one how to play a scale.